WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The gritty cop drama The Shield, starring Michael Chiklis, begins its sixth season tonight on the FX cable network. TV critic David Bianculli says it starts with intensity and keeps building from there.
Vic Mackey, the tough cop played by Michael Chiklis in The Shield, is as much anti-hero as hero. The character and the series came to TV in the wake of The Sopranos, and Vic was designed very much like a Tony Soprano on the other side of the law. In the series pilot, when he learned a fellow law enforcement officer was about to turn him in for illegal activities, Vic shot and killed the guy during a drug raid. The challenge for The Shield was to make Vic such a compelling character that viewers didn't reject him outright. Series creator Sean Ryan didn't make it easy, either. Vic didn't start out with that one horrible act, then spend the rest of the series repenting. Vic's tactic worked and kept working. Whenever someone got in the way of Vic or his strike unit crew, he would confront them like a street version of Survivor. Outwit. Outplay. Outlast. And along the way, whenever we were about to cozy up to Vic as a decent guy after all, he'd grab some suspect off the street and interrogate him in ways that make Jack Bauer on 24 look about as threatening as Kenneth the Intern on 30 Rock. So far, Vic has outlasted everyone who's tried to bring him down. 2 years ago, it was a new captain, played by season-long guest star Glenn Close. Last year, it was an internal affairs lieutenant named Kavanaugh, played by Forrest Whitaker. Kavanaugh was convinced that Vic was behind the death of that officer all those years ago. And when Vic's best friend on the force, a cop named Lem, whom Kavanaugh was pressing as part of his investigation, was killed by a grenade tossed into his car, Kavanaugh suspected Vic of that murder as well. Kavanaugh became more and more obsessive last season, and Vic responded in kind. Each of them, for the same vindictive reasons, tried to seduce the other's ex-wife. But last year was nothing. Between seasons of The Shield, Whitaker won an Oscar as Best Actor for The Last King of Scotland. And as the new season begins, Oscar winner Whitaker and Emmy winner Chiklis dive into their roles like the champions they are. Or like two grizzly bears, snarling at each other with undisguised fury. Even in the precinct house, where Vic sees Kavanaugh and goes right up to him.
Guess I should start making my funeral arrangements now, right, Lieutenant?
Why would you want to do that today?
Seems like every cop you investigate ends up dead.
I'm not at liberty to discuss the details of my investigation with you.
You get my best friend blown up. You come into my house. You hang your mistake and your guilt on me. Detail enough?
I know this must be the grief talk.
At what point do your bosses realize you're as delusional as that sick, crazy, twisted ex-wife of yours?
I guess the same time that yours realize that you've murdered two of your own team members.
Hey. Oh, come on!
Now!
Whitaker only hangs around for a few episodes this season. After all, he is an Oscar winner now. And you would think that when he leaves, a lot of the tension in The Shield will leave with him. But it doesn't. Viewers already know who really killed Lem. It's Shane, Vic's right-hand man, who mistakenly believed Lem was about to turn them all in for past abuses. But Vic doesn't know. Vic spends more than half of this new season searching for Lem's killer. And while he's searching for the right reasons, his methods and actions start out as questionable and escalate from there. Vic is a rogue cop, but he's also a good one. Sooner or later, he has to discover the truth. And when he does, later this season, and confronts Shane, there's no telling what will happen. Well, there's no telling because I won't tell. What I will say is that when that confrontation arrives, building on everything The Shield has established since the series pilot, you won't be changing channels, or leaning back in your chair, or breathing.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.